Corey Meyer, head basketball coach. The Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders joining Casey Miners of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here on the Boys Basketball Preview Show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. And coach, a very successful season last year for you guys. Went 19-5. Yeah, had to play Madrid, I believe, in the regional semifinal for a chance to get to that final game in the regional, but ended up losing that one to a very good Madrid squad. I think they were ranked number one most of last year. But a very successful season for you guys, some good pieces coming back. Overall thoughts on kind of how you thought last season went for you?
We had a good year. I think that was probably the most important thing, is we just kind of had some guys step up and take on bigger roles last year for us. I think the biggest thing offensively, we were a lot better. We shot it better. We were scoring more points per game. So the nights that maybe we were struggling on the defensive end a little bit, we were able to outscore some teams. So, you know, last year was a really, really good season. We had a chance to play for a conference championship. We got beat at Woodbine that night. I think we had some big wins along the way. We had a couple times where we stubbed our toe throughout the season, but that's going to happen. And we had a great year, and we had some experience for some of those younger kids. They got some game experience last year, and so now we're hoping for some even bigger things for this next year.
You had some really young kids step up and play some big minutes for you, as you mentioned last year. Caden Oswald came in, started as a freshman, averaged almost 10 points a game for you guys. You know, I think Bryce Lewis and Ty Hayden towards the end of the season were playing some big minutes for you off the bench. What did you really see from those young kids stepping up last year?
They're very good offensive players. Like, that's the one thing they do well. They can shoot the ball extremely well. They're very good, you know, offensively minded players. You know, I think Caden's next step is play a little bit more under control as a point guard. He got a lot of deep penetration last year. Now it's going to be collecting himself inside and playing off 2 feet around the basket more. But he's worked on his shot. He's a better shooter. Ty's an interesting kid because he's kind of been a guard. He was kind of a guard for us last year, and he's going to have to play more of a role inside. Maybe not necessarily post-ups, but playing defense inside. But, you know, he's another kid that can really shoot the ball from the perimeter. He can take you off the bounce. He's got long arms, pretty wiry, athletic kid. And then, you know, Bryce really took a lot of growth last year. He stepped up big time for us, become a really good shooter down the stretch for us, got some meaningful minutes, kept us in the Audubon game when they went triangle two. And so he's taken on that next role. And I think the first couple of days in practice, he shot the ball really, really well. So we're really excited about those three to go with a couple other pieces that we have.
How has the off season been for you guys? Did you get into any jamborees, team camps, you know, obviously open gym, stuff like that?
We played a little bit this summer. We had a couple scrimmages. We had open gym 3 times a week. So we had some kids participate a lot, just like most schools. And we had some kids that really didn't take advantage of it at all. And so, certainly, as a basketball coach, you'd like to play a lot, but there's a lot of other stuff that's going on with baseball. They're playing 30-some games and football stuff and weightlifting. So you try to get in the gym and shoot as much as you can and play a little bit as a team. We did that, but certainly, you know, as a coach, you want to play more.
You've got two really good upperclassmen coming back for you this year. Parker Hayes probably going to have to take on more of a scoring role, and then Cal Hayden, who's been, you know, one of your top scorers the last 2 years. What have you really seen in their development for you to go along with those younger pieces you have?
Yeah, I'll start with Parker. Parker's a senior, our only senior that we got out right now. So, you know, for him, it's, you know, he's been there. He's played for 3 years now, varsity minutes. And kind of that's the talk I had with him earlier in the year. Like, your role has got to be, you got to be more aggressive, offensively minded. You got to take care of the ball more. You've experienced stuff. Now you got to be a leader on the court. You got to be the vocal leader out there. You got to help bring these young kids along, even though they've had a little experience. You are kind of that veteran presence out there, so you got to bring them along. He shot it pretty well the first couple nights, so we're hoping that continues. And, you know, he's got to play with a different mindset. He's got to be aggressive at all times. That doesn't mean that he has to look for a shot. That just means he has to create and drive for others. He does a lot of things on the court, you know, with his hustle. He's a pretty good rebounder for his size. Defensively, he's a pest. Kel's a great player. I mean, anybody that's watched him play knows that he's very talented. He's a guy that can score inside. He's a guy that can score outside. He can bring the ball up against pressure. I guess the challenge for Cal is, you know, can we build around him? Can he facilitate? Because we know that teams are going to try to take him away. And if he does, can he be a willing passer? And if he does, like, we have a chance to be really, really good. But we know Cal is talented. We're going to find ways to get him the ball where he wants it. And, you know, just hopefully he kind of takes that next step of being a leader. He's now an upperclassman, and he's got to get the kids to play hard, and that's part of his job as well on the court, because he's experienced that by himself already.
If you take a look at last year, you know, whether it was rebounding, scoring, you know, shooting the ball better, you know, passing, limiting turnovers, what are some of the areas you want to get better on going into this season?
Some unforced turnovers, you know, just making some passes sometimes that are not there. I think that's one of the things that, you know, we got to do a better job, especially early last year, you know, and I think some of that was just lack of experience or playing against, you know, better competition too, bigger kids. And then, you know, I just think being able to score against junk defenses, being able to score against when they're trying to take your stars away. We know that we're going to see some junk defense throughout the course of the year. We feel like we've got five guys that can now handle it, shoot it, and pass it, and that's going to be the challenge, right? Like, we see it every day in practice. But what's it going to look like when you got a group of big, long athletes doing it? And how are we going to be able to take what we're working on in practice into a game situation? So playing with more confidence on the offensive end. You know, defensively, these guys are all about it. They know our system. We're going to play really, really hard. We're going to make it hard for you. You know, try to get into your sets and try to disrupt the flow of what you're trying to run. But it's really just that balancing act of, you know, being really good on the offensive end and being efficient, but really still playing hard on the defensive end.
We've talked about five kids that are going to play big minutes for you this year. Who are some of the kids that, you know, maybe didn't get a lot of time last year that could come off the bench and give some big playing time for you this year?
Well, right now it's a big question. You know, we're 2 days into practice, and we've got about, I don't know, anywhere from 3 to 4 kids that we're looking on to play minutes off the bench for us. One of them is a junior in Mason Culbertson. He's a bigger body. He's kind of a wing player that could probably slide into the post a little bit. Hasn't played any varsity experience, played a little bit of JV for us last year. But, you know, a guy that's been in our system 3 years. Next, we got Bennett Heiderscheidt, who is a sophomore, high-energy guy. Again, didn't play any varsity for us last year, but we're hoping that he can kind of fill the role and come in, play defense, rebound, play with great effort. And then we've got Landon Cook, who's a junior. Again, probably a little bit undersized, but shoots it really, really well. You know, his strength is just going to be able to knock open shots up against his own defense, maybe stand there on the perimeter, knock some of those in. And then Jace Baker is another small guard that we have that with very little experience. He's a sophomore, but he's quick. He does a lot of things well. Pretty heady basketball player, but again, lack of experience. So out of those four guys that hopefully by the end of the year we can get a couple of those guys into our rotation, I think early on we want to give probably all four of them an opportunity to see how they can handle themselves and then what kind of weed itself out throughout the course of the year. And we'll probably be in a 7 to 8 man rotation by the end of the year.
Taking a look at your schedule for you a little bit, the conference is going to be tough. Woodbine, I think the clear-cut favorite this year, bringing back a lot of kids from their state tournament team a year ago. You have to look at Exira, you guys kind of as the top teams, I think, in this conference. How do you feel your non-conference schedule kind of prepares you for that conference schedule and getting ready to play your best basketball towards the end of the year?
Yeah, I think that's the one thing. Our conference is a pretty good basketball conference. When we played Madrid, the Madrid coach came up to me and said that in the district, like, they played Cam not in a district game. They had trouble with them. I think Cam's going to be a really good conference team. I think Boyer Valley's going to certainly improve from last year. Glidden played as well. So we got a lot of tough games. Arweva beat us at their place. And then obviously Woodbine's very, very good. So there's a lot of tough conference teams. We're going to have to get ready to play every night. We can't have nights where we're not ready to show up and play. Our non-conference schedule is pretty tough. We play some bigger schools. All the schools we played are pretty much bigger than us. We're playing Audubon early that first game of the year, which that was a challenge both times that we played them last year. We got Ogden as a non-conference game. We got West Central Valley. We got ACGC. And then we got IKEA Manning. So we're trying to, you know, certainly in our non-conference games, we're trying to find five really, really tough opponents trying to make us better come postseason play. So, again, we can have a little bit of success maybe in the postseason play.
Corey, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
Yeah, thank you.